Here's a story about something that you could be very familiar with right now, traffic. Odds are pretty good that you're in a jam, and a new report says that you're destined to spend even more time staring at brake lights. The study is from the Texas Transportation Institute, and NPR's Ari Shapiro has our report.
It's rush hour Monday morning, and among the millions of frustrated freeway commuters is NPR's own Carrie Kahn.
Ugh, looks bad. Oh, no. Can I get over? I can't even get on.
She's headed to work at NPR West in Los Angeles.
Okay, I'm sticking with the freeway. And just as I make my decision, we come to a complete stop.
In the end, the 16-mile trip will take her nearly 45 minutes. Carrie, you're not alone. According to this new report, in 2003, people nationwide spent an average of 47 hours a year stuck in traffic. 10 years ago, they were spending 40 hours a year. Here's the good news. According to study co-author David Schrenk, it doesn't take a multi-million dollar highway program or a new subway system to relieve congestion, although all of that helps. Smaller steps also make a difference.
Ramp metering and coordinating the traffic signal systems. Those sorts of efforts cumulatively across the U.S. in 2003, they reduced delay by about 8% in the 85 urban areas that we track.
Because of those programs, Schrenk says, some major cities actually reduced their congestion in 2003. Miami, New York, Houston, Philadelphia, San Francisco, Dallas, and, yes, Los Angeles are all cutting down on the time commuters spend in their cars. The Senate is currently considering a bill that would give nearly $300 million for road improvements over the next 6 years. The House has already passed a version. Oregon Democrat Peter DeFazio is the ranking member on the House Highways Subcommittee. He says just building more roads won't solve the problem.
There's also new technologies out there to better manage traffic flows, and we need to be investing in alternate transportation, too. I mean, we're losing ground in all those areas, basically across the board.
But there may also be solutions that reach beyond the issue of transportation itself. Anne Canby is president of the Surface Transportation Policy Project. She calls highways a derived demand.
I mean, we don't automatically wake up and have to get in our cars every day. If we design things differently, you could walk to a transit stop, hop on a transit vehicle, and get to work. You could simply walk to work. The car does not have to be the only choice.
One short-term way commuters can reduce congestion is by keeping their attention on the road. This study says more than half of the delays in urban areas come from what this report refers to as incidents.
With a brand new accident here, southbound 57, right in the Brea Pass, right past Brea Canyon Road.
Study author Schrenk says the key to reducing accident delays is getting emergency response teams on the scene quickly. That's something Americans are getting better at.
With the increase of cell phone usage, it's almost instantaneous when an incident occurs to get a call into a traffic management facility.
It's too early to know what the effect of high gas prices on highway congestion will be. That will be reflected in next year's report. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.